This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The hour pairing that nobody actually asked for, and we're not even sure if anyone wanted, is upon us from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. It is the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, and it's presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, and also, of course, brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP, the National Fire Sprinkler Association, Guardian Protection, and Firehouse Subs. And hey, kids, take a walk on the south side. This hour is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Southside Jake is lurking.
Yes,
Southside
he is.
Jake is ready for 30 minutes from now when he steps into the octagon with Harry Callis.
We're going to the octagon?
Not literally. It's the verbal octagon. Not literally, Harry. I saw you on the basketball court. You were like a bowling ball out of control.
Wait a second. What's happening?
Yeah.
Steps into the debate octagon.
Oh, very good.
So where we debate, you know, he meets in the marketplace of ideas.
Oh, Southside Jake's coming on this hour?
Yes.
I feel like we're just doing a morning show at night. We just replaced Mulsey with Doran. Also, Callis broke a chair.
I think the chair was already broken, and somebody put like the dummy chair in Callis's place, and then he went down in a heap.
Now, who would do that?
No, say it. I'm heavy. It's fine. I'm heavier than the average fan host.
But 56 pounds less heavy than you were like 6 months ago.
I probably lost 7 pounds today.
Yes,
I mean,
you
I was
did.
Playing basketball for years
and
back.
You went up there on the fire thing. I can't talk. You're a brave man.
Callis, that you were sweating so much because you were exerting so much energy playing basketball. If they'd have wrung your shirt out, they could have put out a 5-alarm fire.
They could have.
You could have just dumped it on the top of a house. You were getting after it, but so was I. I can't talk. There are three ways to donate, and you know why we're doing this right now. There's a very obvious reason. Volunteer firefighters, and we have seen it up close and personal, fellas, today so far. Playing basketball with us, horsing around literally 1 minute. Call comes out, they're out of here the next minute. The sirens are on, they're stopping traffic, and they're going. And I think that's happened three times, and I couldn't think of a better object lesson for why this matters and why this is important than what those guys drop everything to do. They have no idea how dangerous the call might be or might not be. They're headed towards it. And that is why we are trying to help. We are counting on all of you out there to help. And there are three very easy ways to donate and help out with our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Stop out to see us right now, live. We're at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. That's one. Go online to 937thefan.com. You will see it's very obvious where you go to donate. Or text the word FIRE, F-I-R-E, for those spelling challenged out there.
Thank
FIRE,
you.
F-A-H-R. No, text FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-3456 on the Don's Appliance text to donate line. Every bit helps. Every single bit. If you can donate $10, awesome. If you can donate $10,000, congratulations on all your success. That's also awesome. Whatever you can do to help people who will help you without thinking twice about it if the call goes out. I do feel like I'm an interloper, that said. Mainly because...
What does that mean?
I'm intruding on your space.
Oh,
interloper hour is tomorrow.
We've got this great relationship, you're saying, and you feel like you're butting in between us?
I feel like Doran should just be here, and this should be the morning show at night, but instead, I am, like, it's like introducing a variable into a chemistry experiment, not knowing what's actually going to happen.
Well, he called it a great relationship. Can you give more clarity on the word great?
I thought we were going to have to define variable in a second. So I guess I could go for great. Better than good?
We have a great relationship, you think?
What do you think?
Yeah.
I think that the other day, during a debate about putting cleats on a logo, Callis, you said, Crowley, the last time you were in a locker room, they were giving out ice cream after the game.
There was a man that showed up today and brought me ice cream.
Yeah.
That's the power of the Fan Morning Show. By the way, I'm burying the lead here.
Rodgers?
I'm burying the lead here. Crowley, can you tell the story again? You're wearing a beautiful Pitt t-shirt.
Oh,
there's a Pitt helmet with the script Pitt in blue. The helmet is gold. It looks like one of those classic vintage t-shirts. Can you explain to the people out there who might be stopping by why you are wearing a shirt that you would otherwise not be caught dead in?
There's a wonderful man, Chris Valasek, who is a big-time Pitt supporter, Pitt booster, a good friend of Doran Dickerson. He has recently become a nice friend of mine. And he said he would donate a certain amount of money that he wanted to keep anonymous, but it was a very nice amount
of
money.
Very generous donation.
Very generous donation. And every little bit helps, as you said, Molsey. He said he would make that donation if I wore a Pitt shirt. Now, I am wearing a shirt underneath the Pitt shirt because I'm not going to allow this to touch my skin. But Pony was talking about that one chip challenge. This is far more embarrassing than that would have been, even if he had diarrhea in the parking lot tomorrow. This is disgusting to me. This is terrible.
If he had an odd perspective.
And you know what? When I take it off, I'm cleating that son of a gun. I'm going to cleat this logo right here in the middle of the fire hall.
In front of Doran. Yeah.
Is he still here?
Yes.
I'll wait till tomorrow.
He's probably lurking right around this corner here, ready to scare you.
He said he would have jumped Beanie Bishop, and Beanie and I are fairly similarly sized, and I am nowhere near as strong, so I think he'd have no problem jumping me.
I picked him up this morning. I don't know if you saw it, and I threw him around like a rag doll. I was giving him a hug.
That's not exactly
a feat
of
strength. You're not very heavy at all.
No, I'm not.
150
pounds.
You're no heavier than this tent to me, to be honest with you. That we just
Pony said it looks like I've lost weight and that he thinks I've lost too much weight.
I mean, we've all seen pictures of fat Crowley.
That's true. I don't think I would have become that guy at Pitt. I don't think they know how to drink beer at Pitt.
You were kind of like skinny fat, right, where you have like the gut but no muscles?
Oh, yeah. I'm still that, but just shrunk down a size.
You have such a lovely wife, and she somehow decided to marry you.
I don't know what happened there.
You're not like Adrian Adonis here.
You had a double chin, too. I remember seeing the picture.
If I shaved the beard, that might still be there. It's hard to say. There's not exactly a great jawline here. What are we doing?
We're just kibitzing for a little bit. Now it's time to get to brass tacks. Callis? Who did Aaron Rodgers play for last year?
Oh, no.
The New York Jets.
Oh, thank God.
Just checking. Who did he play most of his career with before that, or the entirety of his career before that?
The Green Bay Packers.
Okay. He's a four-time MVP, which I'm going to forgive you if you didn't know how many he won.
Mm-hmm.
He, of course, beat the Steelers in Super Bowl 45. Your job is to care about sports. Are you excited about Aaron Rodgers coming to the Steelers?
Now, I want to split this into two different halves because there's the excitement that
let me stop you for a second.
Okay.
I am somebody who's talked professionally for a living on and off for almost 20 years. I know when somebody is making it up as they go. I know when somebody is vamping, as we say in the business, to get to a point that they haven't yet decided how to formulate in their heads.
No.
I'm only bringing that up just completely offhandedly.
We've only had 2 months runway.
No, I'm not excited. Okay, the end. You want to move on? Okay, great radio. Here we go.
Why aren't you excited?
Because I'm going to be excited on one half because he is an interesting man, and I'm excited to see how is Aaron Rodgers, as a Pittsburgh Steeler, going to look. Is he going to do well personally? Is he not? Is he going to help the team? Now, on the other half, it is, can Aaron Rodgers win the Steelers a Super Bowl or win them a playoff game, for which I'm not excited because I don't think he alone is good enough, and I don't think the Steelers are constructed well enough for them to get past that hurdle and make me think, yes, this team is a Super Bowl winner. This team is a team that cares, but this team is a team that is good enough to win. It's a stopgap. It feels like a stopgap kind of thing.
All right, I like that last take. Crowley, you agree? Is this a stopgap?
Yeah, and I think that was always the plan. I like it just because I simply don't want to watch Mason Rudolph play football for 17 games. You rewind to the beginning of the offseason.
I give you Justin Fields on the exact contract he signed.
I would have taken Justin Fields.
Okay.
I would have taken
too,
Justin
the
Fields.
Yes.
They aired way back when, but since that dream came and passed, came and went, since that dream died, and you look around and you think about the options, Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers, I just don't want to subject myself for 4 hours a week watching Mason Rudolph try to convince everyone he's a starting quarterback in the NFL when I don't think he has a shot in hell of being that guy.
I think the interesting thing about this is the way you see it covered more nationally, and Rodgers really gets a lot of burn because he's willing to say anything, but so much of the coverage still, I shouldn't say so much of it, they're still in like the back of everybody's mind, it seems like, when he gets mentioned, like, well, you know, maybe he could find his way again, and maybe he could turn back into that four-time MVP. It's the old Arrested Development meme. It's the old, the never nude.
Yes.
He says, you know, all the time people convince themselves that this will work for them, and it never does, but maybe it will for us. And that is how I feel like people have been talking about this. Like, yeah, he's closer to washed than he is anything else. The Steelers hammered him by 22 points. And yet you feel people like keeping that one hope alive because of what his reputation, the back of the baseball card, was. And you know what ticks me off about that, Callis? I think the guy doing that more than anybody, more than any media member, is the head coach of the football team who makes about $18 million a year to make big decisions. And he's looking at the back of Aaron Rodgers' baseball card and saying, 2021 Aaron Rodgers, I can get that guy in 2025.
And it's the same thing he did with Russell Wilson.
That's what I was just about to say, because we've seen this already, which adds to my lack of excitement, because I was thinking in my head, I'm thinking, Russell Wilson, yeah, sure, let's see what he has. Maybe the Denver Broncos was not the best situation for him, and so you bring him to the Steelers, and perhaps he plays football well. And we saw it was fine at times, but it wasn't great, and it certainly wasn't good enough for them to win a playoff game, and we saw that. Aaron Rodgers played for a team for a long time, had a little hiatus area where he played for a different team for a couple years, didn't work out, especially because he tore his Achilles for one of
those. Which I thought you were going to do today when you sat in his chair.
But yeah, no, I mean, we've seen this already, so it's not exciting to me. It's like, okay, great. How's he going to do? Let's find out how Aaron Rodgers is going to do. Yay. How are the Steelers going to do? I don't anticipate them to do much better.
Well, to your point, Chris, it's a neat little trick that Mike Tomlin has pulled here. I don't know if you guys saw this. Adam Schefter bending over backwards in paragraph form via Twitter to credit Mike Tomlin for his patience in waiting out Aaron Rodgers. And so I think we all know how this is going to go. If they succeed, Mike Tomlin fixed Aaron Rodgers. And I guess you'd have to define what success is. Let's say win a playoff game.
That is what they define success as now, but that's another story.
If it fails, you know who gets blamed? The guy everybody hates nationally, Aaron Rodgers. Tomlin either comes away looking like the hero here, and if he fails, and it would be his failure, it would be his failure if it were Mason Rudolph too, but if Tomlin fails and the team stinks or finishes 8-9, 9-8, whatever, it's all going to be put on Aaron Rodgers nationally.
Nationally it will, but I do think that internally there's a finer point difference here. I think Art Rooney would have probably been happy with either going with Mason or even keeping Justin Fields. I think they like Justin Fields, the person in that building, and I do think if it goes really badly here, internally it will be the most exposed Mike Tomlin has been as far as, like, his flank will be out there, and the owner's going to say, I don't know if you're, like, the genius of all times here. It'll be the most that dynamic has been in play, I think, since he got here.
I agree with that. There was the report last week or this week. Today's been, like, 6 days, so I forget when it was, that the Steelers – or Steelers players within the locker room were upset that they didn't give Justin Fields burn at the end of the season.
And then that gets into, like, the duality of Tomlin. They're mad that that happens. The reason it happens is because Tomlin doesn't want to. To a man, they'll say, yeah, but I love Mike.
Right.
And that is a dynamic that honestly will never totally make
sense. Well, because he treats them like men, Chris.
I know. Yeah, I know. And then they just
show up whenever you want,
that's
do whatever you want.
That's the truth. He embodies human nature. If somebody treats you well and you respect them and like them, even if they do things you don't like that don't really directly impact you, you still like them. Harry Callis is here. Adam Crowley is here. I'm Chris Muller. I don't work with these guys normally, much to their happiness.
Chagrin.
No, not chagrin.
Although every day's not happy for me with this guy. Sometimes.
You know. Ho-ho! Whoa. Whammy!
Yeah.
We got Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts available for a $20 donation here on site at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. If you can make it there, you can, of course, pay $20 for that donation, and then you'll get the t-shirt. If you can't make it, you can get a shirt at Keystone Custom Apparel. .com. We'll be right back. We're talking Aaron Rodgers, of course. Southside Jake is champing at the bit like a racehorse, like Secretariat at the Belmont Stakes. He wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers and probably a lot of other stuff. It is the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. We are live, Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, coming right back on the Fan. That nice man said this just now. This hour is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. We'll talk to Jake, Southside Jake, in a minute, but I have been surrounded by Fan Morning Show. I am now a stranger, truly in a strange land. Doran Dickerson told our boss, Craig, to scram. All he had to do to get him to move was just to blow air in his direction, and Craig just, like, flew away like a piece of paper in the wind or a plastic bag, like a tumbleweed. So now it's Callis and Crowley on one side, Doran on the other side.
Southside Jake's here, too. He's part of the morning show on
Yes,
Tuesdays.
He is. He sure is.
He's going to be on in a couple minutes, so we're going to wait. We only have four headsets, Callis. But he's going to get his chance. Doran, I actually think on this station, the guy who hasn't worked for us in, like, man, it's got to be 7 or 8 years at least, probably longer, Josh Miller, might have made the most concise point about Aaron Rodgers of the entire day. The NFL's most distracted man is now coming to town, and he plays the most important position in the entire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sport, and probably in all of sports as far as relative to a team's success or failure. And they have signed the NFL's most distracted man.
Interesting.
Thoughts?
That's very interesting. Is he distracted, or is he acting like he's distracted? What do we think? We don't know Aaron Rodgers. We don't know what he was dealing with or what he was going through. And what if he's going through some serious personal
stuff?
I'm
not talking about his personal stuff. I'm talking about he's going to go on Pat's show every week. He kind of is going to do what he wants when he wants, and he's got the stroke now to do it, having done all this in his career. I mean, you were around Brady at his peak, complete psychopath who was consumed by football, married to a supermodal, and it was I'm willing to bet that he was just like, huh? Yeah, she's in the other room. I don't know what she's doing. I'm busy breaking down film of I don't even know. Name somebody that would have been a receiver on that team. It was built around Hernandez and Gronk.
Wes Welker.
Then. Yeah. Okay.
Julian Edelman.
Yeah, I'm studying Julian Edelman tape to see how he gets out of his breaks or something like that. That's kind of what that's the juxtaposition I'm making.
Would you rather have a most distracted man and quarterback playing the toughest position, Aaron Rodgers, a distracted Aaron Rodgers, or Mason Rudolph be your quarterback?
What's my aim for this season? I'll fire a question back at you.
Well, your aim
if
for
I'm the
season,
Steelers, what's my actual aim?
So you're the Steelers and not Chris Mueller? So you're thinking like the Steelers. So you're Omar, you're Mike Tomlin, you're Art. So you are the Steelers, you're... your position this year is to try to win
a playoff game.
Try to win better than you have in the last couple years.
Crowley, can they win more than a playoff game with either of those quarterbacks mentioned?
I don't think so, but if I were rostering a team to play a playoff game tomorrow, I'm letting Aaron Rodgers lead me in a battle every time over Mason Rudolph, and I know one of the reasons, maybe the biggest reason, in fact, that they moved on from him in Green Bay is that they were falling short of expectations, and he was losing home playoff games. I know that.
He was turtling. He was turtling in those games and trying to protect, like, from throwing picks. He wasn't gunslinging it like he used to.
But I get exactly what Doran is saying. I'm not comparing Aaron Rodgers to the rest of the league. I'm comparing Aaron Rodgers to what I have at my house. And sometimes you go to Goodwill, and you might find a $20 shirt that's been around for, let's say, in this case, 41 years. And it's nicer than the shirt you've had around for 29 years. Yeah, and it ain't going to be a great shirt for it. It's a terrible analogy. But you get what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just comparing him to Mason Rudolph. And I can't tell the world that I'm trying to win this year. And that guy trots out there as my starter day one. And it may well not work out with Rodgers. Of course, that's a possibility. I just can't say my stated goal is to win it all. And roll that guy out there for 17 games.
Especially whenever you just traded for and paid a $150 million receiver.
Who he was throwing with, which was the clue we all thought it was
yeah.
in the end. And probably he knew that Pickens was getting dealt. Callis, do you like revenge?
Sure. 100%.
Do you like the thought of getting revenge on your enemies?
100%.
I'm going to try to play devil's advocate for myself, which, as Pony will tell anybody, is one of my most favorite pastimes, to just undermine my own points as
yeah, we listen to the show,
as I
yeah.
can. Here is my devil's advocate take. If Aaron Rodgers, despite all his ayahuasca retreats and every other Zen thing he's done, is a man consumed by and or motivated by revenge, in theory, they should get the best version of him humanly possible.
That's still a theory. It's not guaranteed. People are mad all the time, and they still don't succeed. Look at Crowley on the morning show. Sometimes he wants to get revenge, and he just struggles to. So Aaron Rodgers might have the intention for, you know, the motivation, but the motivation doesn't always mean you can outplay your opponents.
He's making the devil's advocate argument for why Rodgers would succeed. I mean, you're going to play the Packers, you're going to play the Vikings, and
the
I'm
Jets.
Sure he can convince himself right that he's been spurned by the Vikings. You're going to play the Jets, and you know he doesn't want to fool around with Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn has him fly across the country, he gives him 2 minutes before he says, kick rocks.
Do you think it's more about revenge for Aaron Rodgers, or is it more about closing the book of Aaron Rodgers and how he wants to go out?
Both good motivators, right?
Like, I think he's more motivated of, like, I can't go out like I did last year. I got to give myself one more shot to close this book, to finish my story, to finish my Hall of Fame career.
What do you think he wants, like a playoff win? He can't pot. This is where I just get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot possibly. I know athletes, Doran, are wired differently than regular people, and I'm sure in his mind he thinks, if I'm healthy and I feel good, I can win a Super Bowl. I can beat anybody on any given day. And obviously, at his best, he was more than capable of that. The conference has Patrick Mahomes, who might not even be the best quarterback in football anymore, but that's because Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow exist and are human beings who are alive. C.J. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence with a real coach. Like,
all in your conference.
I guess what I struggle with is, even if you get like a good version of this guy, there is just so many mountains to climb in any situation.
Well, that's football. That's sports, though, right? I mean, how many times does the ball bounces the other way? Like, that's why you play, is because you might have that chance. I mean, two years ago, how many quarterbacks got hurt in the AFC? What? Like, I mean, there was one point, there was 15 backup quarterbacks.
They probably don't win the Super Bowl in 2008 if Brady doesn't go down.
You know, that's how football is. And if the ball rolls your way that time and you're ready for it, why not? Like, I mean, there's so many teams that have, you know, gone on that run. In the playoffs, that, I mean, the Steelers in what, 2005? Like, were they a Super Bowl contender, you know, in the middle of the season?
No. 7-5, right?
7-5. And then they got hot and things fell their way and it worked out.
That is fair. I mean, you're playing for the Steelers, not the Jets at this point. I mean, that's something as well. And yeah, I mean, it could be more motivated because of that. I mean, as Doran's points.
I don't even think he cares about the Jets. I feel like that's just so out of sight, out of mind. Like, I think he cares about
Aaron Glenn. What? I think he absolutely feels against
how he got burned.
Yeah.
First time head coach.
Because that was dirty.
Fly across. I love it, though, because he does that to people.
I like it, too.
Well, in your mind, that's what you think Tomlin should have done, right? Tell him to kick rocks.
No, Mike would have flown across the country to have Aaron Rodgers, like, lift his leg and fart and say, I might come to the Steelers.
Here's my thing here, guys. Do I think Rodgers is, in all likelihood, going to win them a playoff game? No. Do I think he's going to have a great season? No. But I do think you will see old guy gets hot 3, 4, 5 times. We saw it for a stretch with Russell Wilson. I mean, it was living on a prayer, heave it down the field, right, Bon Jovi? But I think you're going to have a few games this year where Rodgers makes it look like he's Rodgers. Way fewer than not. But can you maybe catch lightning in a bottle in a playoff game? Yeah. And I just don't think Rudolph has that to offer. I know he played well in really 2 of the 3 games that they won down the stretch in that season. He threw a costly pick in the red zone. I'll bet on lightning in a bottle from Rodgers a handful of times over what Mason Rudolph can bring.
As we're talking Aaron Rodgers, I'm also telling you that it's time to check the Guardian Protection tote board. How about $54,021?
Let's go. Let's go.
Nice.
Can I make an announcement in relation to that as well?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm used to that. Anyway.
No, wait, seriously.
Dom DiTomaso made a $50 bet that I couldn't spell Polamalu, and I did it successfully. So he owes me $50, but instead of taking that $50, I'm just going to have Dom donate it to the cause.
There you go.
So.
$54,071.
There you go.
So. Nice.
That's bang off for the firefighters, yes.
We are obviously here at the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department for a reason. We're supporting local volunteer fire departments. They're coming to you when you're in danger. Water rescues. They're doing all sorts of different stuff, not just fires. We have had them come out on, go out on 3 calls at least today while they were just hanging out like us, playing basketball. The call goes out, boom, they drop everything. And they don't know what they're going to be coming into or going into, but they go right away. They need your help. The equipment's expensive. The trucks are incredibly expensive.
They're undermanned.
More so. They're undermanned. They could use more volunteers, but guess what? Then they need to train them. That costs time and money. Anything you donate can go a long way to help. So you can stop out and see us here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can donate that way. You can go online, 937thefan.com, or you can text FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-3456, 3456, 412-207-3456. That's the Don's Appliance text to donate line. Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating is going to join us next.
Big dog.
And he's going to tell us why this matters to him to be part of what we're doing here today, but he probably is just going to spout takes on Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
I mean, come on here. His name is Southside Jake, folks. He doesn't come here just like willing to talk about, you know, oh, let's get into the Stanley Cup final. He wants to give Rodgers takes. He's one of us, and he's going to join us coming up next. It's the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon live from the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, 93.7 The Fan. You know what else is something I want to tell you about? Fan Twitter feed. It's wonderful. It's at 93.7 The Fan, and it's brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. And there is, of course, the fan text line, which you're probably lighting up with your spiciest Aaron Rodgers takes, 412-928-9370. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. We're live, Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Little reminder that everybody who stops out to see us gets 3 raffle tickets, good for gift cards to Lamont, Oliver Flowers, Harmony Organic Pest Control, from EV True Value Hardware, or baseball signed by Don Kelly. So these are all raffle tickets. You can put them in the box. Everyone likes Donnie Kelly right now because he's from here and the team is playing like they have a pulse under Don Kelly. That makes him a very popular man. There may or may not be something about Paul Skeens coming up in the 7 to 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, is that when they're doing that?
Broadcast marathon, apparently.
Look at Mark Caballi sweating his way over here and making obscene hand gestures. We're in a firehouse, for God's sakes. We're in a firehouse, Mark.
Why don't you act like you have a little bit of dignity, Cabal?
Where's your couth, man?
Yeah, there's no couth.
Zero couth.
Uncouth.
He's couthless.
He's wearing a He's wearing a polo right now, and I have the exact same one at my house.
It is a good look, actually, for Caboli.
And he said this was the one that he fell asleep
sweat wicking, I think, too.
At that Tomlin press conference.
Oh, is
that? Caboli fell asleep in, yeah.
We got Southside Jake here. He's sponsoring this hour of the Fan 5-Alert Marathon.
Thank
Hi, Southside
you, Jake.
Jake.
Well,
hi, buddy.
Well, boys. Thank you for having me.
Now, do you prefer to be that I address you? These guys all know. Should I address you as Southside Jake or merely Jake?
Or just Southside.
Southside?
Do you want to move
Southside.
The mic a little bit closer to your beautiful teeth you've got there, my friend?
Is that better?
That was unnecessary.
For you?
My wife is a big fan of his teeth.
My God. That doesn't have to be public knowledge here, Crowley.
I mean, I think that's a feather in your cap, man.
I
what are you saying about my wife? You don't want my wife to compliment your teeth?
No, I'm just saying.
I made it up.
You have to go.
There you go.
You have to go home.
Why
did you? You know, she made.
They should study you in a
you
lab, Crowley. They should study you.
The
you
entire.
You're a bundle of neuroses. You make me look well adjusted.
Doran and I have been doing research for 2 years now, actually.
Well, the off air deal
Callis,
that went
you're
down.
You're not exactly Johnny Straight at yourself
right.
here, okay?
But I'm entertaining in a way that's entertaining.
I of mean, course. Of course you are.
Have people told you that?
No.
They usually say shut up or butt out.
Well, Muller's smiling now. He wasn't smiling for the first half hour. I got him.
Well, Mulsey and I had a good half hour debate where we were talking about who should actually be the main host of this hour, and it turns out that neither of us thinks the other. No, neither of us thinks ourselves are very good.
We said that if we had your self-confidence, we would be taking over the world.
We'd own the world, Harry.
Why didn't you let me host then? What are we doing here? What kind
standards and practices got in the way?
All right, why don't you ask Jake a question about his business or why this is so important to him?
I'll ask you the first one.
Hey! Boo! All right, good. Good!
Hey, Jake.
Hi.
Callis was going to ask this, but I want to know.
Yeah.
Why is being part of something like our Fan 5-Alarm Marathon important to you?
Guys, I mean, you know, there's not enough support for these guys here, and I think...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You guys do a great job every year with this promotion, and I just want to be involved and, you know, give these guys the support they need to continue to help everyone else. You know, again, I want to help them help everyone else, and that was very important to me.
And you guys work hand in hand sometimes with volunteer fire departments, do you not?
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone thinks firefighters, that's it. Well, they do a lot more than fires. I mean, car crashes, so stuff like that, but how we come in with them sometimes is carbon monoxide, the alarms will go off. Some people call 911. Who's going to come out? The fire truck. Exactly.
Yeah, not Southside Jake.
Exactly. I come out next.
Right.
Wait
a minute. Here's a question I have now. I'm thinking about like you're a car wreck where maybe a person's okay, but the car is all snarled above them.
Yeah.
Are the firefighters the ones using the jaws of life?
Yes.
Man, I always wondered about those jaws of life.
I've been afraid of those my entire life, and I think for good reason.
I saw a demonstration once. They're pretty crazy.
Did you?
Okay, Callis, so now we're getting somewhere with you. Now tell me about exactly how the jaws of life work.
So they'll use
Doran's
them.
Off the mic snorting right now, laughing at the absurdity of this
so
question.
So usually the firefighters, the demonstration I saw, they like cut off the roof of the car so they'll saw it, and then they use the jaws of life. If there's a door that's stuck, they'll pry it inside like a crack of the door that they can get in, and then the jaws of life will separate that crack until the locked part busts open.
Oh, now that you learn, I feel like June Allison in those old Depends commercials. You
like
learn something new every day.
Imagine every two day. Hands like put together like prayers, and then they just like force. They're steel though, and they force split. You know, they separate.
Jake. Southside Plumbing and Heating, by the way, is Jake's yes. company. Yeah,
Jake.
Yeah.
Jake, I also want to know. I'm going to ask you this right off the bat. Are you willing to make a donation here to our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon?
Yeah, we did write a check out for $250 today.
Oh, here we go.
Big dog.
We want to support.
Get that endorphin rush from a little show of hands. All right.
I appreciate it.
Main event time for you.
Oh, boy.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
I know you got takes.
Can I ask him real quick? Are you going to – okay.
No, go ahead.
Now I have
no, I'm kidding,
callous
actually.
Disease. Are you going to participate in the next Up on the Fan challenge?
I will definitely. I'll definitely partake in that.
There's definitely a conflict
time.
Of interest based on how often you're on the station, but we'll work around that.
I've got a message.
I'm doing it for fun.
I'm gonna do something here. I got a message for everybody that's masked around for the next fan, next Up on the Fan. Even if it's only $5, $10, whatever, your chances of being viewed favorably by the judges increase exponentially if you can make even a small donation to our 5-1
right.
marathon.
Yep.
I know I'm looking at one guy I know who I know made one. I'm saying that you have $5 on you, you got $10. I'm not saying it's bribery. I'm just making a polite suggestion because it's for a good cause. And I do take bribes, but in other ways.
Were you speaking sexually?
Yeah, that's what I was.
You did leave that open-ended a little bit there in a bizarre way.
No.
Surrounded by men here.
Do you have an Aaron Rodgers take, Jake?
I mean, if you want me to give it, I will. And, you know, what choice did they have? Obviously, I mean, at this point, it was Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph.
I think Rush once sang that if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice,
but
to
again,
be fair.
Canadian band.
Very Canadian.
In my opinion, by signing Aaron Rodgers, I think this was done a long time ago, and you always got to follow the money.
Oh, buddy, it's so clear it was done a long time ago. He signed 2 hours after their final voluntary practice.
And what is it, $10 million for the
Have
for
we
the
seen the financials?
I still haven't seen them, and if you rely on the Steelers for that, they love to send out press releases that say financial terms of the deal were not disclosed.
Hey, Caboli, what are they paying his Rodgers?
So my take on that is...
What are they paying Rodgers?
You're the beat writer.
Caboli doesn't know what they're paying him.
So... My take on Rodgers, guys,
tremendous rating.
The
yes,
Steelers made the decision to stay where they are in mediocrity by signing Aaron Rodgers. If they would have went with maybe Mason, they may have fell into a hole, had a bad season a little bit.
What do you say
See,
about
now that much I agree with.
But, Jake, what do you say about this? The idea that Rodgers, he's no shrinking violet. He doesn't care what Mike Tomlin thinks. He's going to go on Pat McAfee's show. He's going to say what he wants. And if he doesn't like the way he's being coached, he's going to tell everybody. I do think it has the potential to be like a volcanic situation between
Absolutely.
He and the head coach, because they were like the mutual, like, making kissy faces
buddy.
At each other society. Yeah, that's, Tomlin calls timeout, Rodgers
Winks
trying to do
him.
This. Yeah, they're winking.
Yeah.
Those are two bullheaded personalities that could go very bad very quick if they're not winning football games.
I'm 100% with you, and Rodgers is going to speak his mind, whether it's good or bad or indifferent.
Who do you think's more likely to genuflect at the other's altar first? Like, who do you think
Don't
would break
Don't you think Tomlin
first?
Always already has, though,
that's
by letting
that's,
this
That's
happen
exactly
this way.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
When you allow – I mean, it's the clearest thing in the world. I mean, he signs 2 hours after the final voluntary practice. He didn't want to be under contract, not show up to that, and then that be the story. And Mike Tomlin just was okay with it the entire time. And this is even coming from a guy that would rather see Rodgers than Rudolph play.
Do you think he's going to show up to minicamp?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the fact that he signed means he'll show up. I don't know how much he'll do.
What's the first day of minicamp? The 10th?
10th.
Oh, I cannot friggin' wait. There's going to be 8,000 people at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex.
If anything, yeah. It will definitely bring the crowd out. That's for sure.
I just don't – I mean, I still feel it – you know, I've said this a million times. It's not the most original take in the world, but, like, you're not getting – It's the old bit about, like, when Mike Tyson lost his first fight, they were in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the people came to see Godzilla, and the wrong guy was Godzilla. In this case, it's the people came to see, in the backs of their minds, four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't live here anymore.
Do you know what they're going to see next week, though, or the 10th? What's today's date? They're going to see 10th. They're going to see that MVP at minicamp, at training camp.
No, it's going to goose some things for people.
Correct. It, to the point where the team's going to buy in. And I'm not saying that that leads to anything, but for the next 2 months, Aaron Rodgers is going to look like the old Aaron Rodgers because no one's going to touch him.
Yeah, he'll be flicking his wrist. He'll
exactly.
be throwing the best ball you've seen since.
Saleh fell for it. We all saw it on Hard Knocks.
If anything, at least we're not going to have to deal with toxic positivity.
I would rather, the moon is made out of square ribs. Like, I would rather have that guy, honestly, than
square ribs.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that line. Sorry, I stepped on it.
I mean, are you happy, though, now, Jake, that, like, I mean, the team's going to be more entertaining. Are you happy with that at least interesting factor with Aaron Rodgers here, or would you rather have just them gone with somebody else and been bland or bad?
Well, actually, I just want them to be good, and they have to be bad first. So, you know.
What do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do then? Do you think he could be bad?
Do you think there's that crash and burn factor?
What's their floor with him, record-wise?
I'd say 7-10.
Floor with Mason?
I'd say about the same. Honestly.
Same question. Let's go around the table.
I think the floor with Rodgers himself is much lower than the ceiling is high for Rodgers, like what he could do.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 8-9, and I'll actually say this. It'll be like a bad 8-9, though. I'll say 11-6 is the true absolute ceiling.
I agree with that, and I think the floor is what it's been, 9-8.
Lava. The floor is lava.
Unless there's injury, which is absolutely a possibility. That's why Mason signed here.
I agree.
Because a 41-year-old is going to play quarterback.
He had to know.
So it made all the sense in the world, right? I mean, he's just reading the tea leaves like the rest of us are. Callis, what do you think the ceiling and the floor is?
Floor 8-9, ceiling 10-7. I don't think they're going to thrive at all. I think they're going to finish around the median like they usually do because this changes nothing
and then there's
about
the,
how successful they can be. Yeah.
Well, and then there's the question of what it looks like. I mean, is it going to look – if it's let's just all say it's 10-7, 9-8. Is it going to look like they're hiding him like they did or they tried to with Russell Wilson at the end of the year? Or is it going to be a high-flying?
I mean, he had some good statistical games and games they lost. I think it's going to be him going out a little more on his shield if it looks bad.
Do you think he'll get the freedom to do that?
Yeah, I don't think Aaron Rodgers goes places. I think like.
But Tomlin's broken promises before.
I think if he tries to break the promise to Rodgers, he won't find him as willing as Russ was to try to keep it all above board. Rodgers will absolutely make it ugly.
He'll go out and do the Ben thing, and he might just go out there and play the way he wants to play, regardless of the marching orders.
We're going to see a bunch of fourth quarter like. I don't care what you're calling.
I'm doing my thing.
If he's genuinely unhappy, he will literally tell McAfee to verbatim, ask me this question on the show. I'm going to say this in response. Or, like, I want you to say this. He'll, like, probably have a piece of paper, and he'll go, you're a dog, but. And then he'll do the question. By the way, just as an aside, I feel like I'm about to take the headset off because of the way all these next up on the fan guys are just hanging out listening. I feel like I'm about to walk out of here and get my ass kicked.
I was going
to
say.
There's like a dude who's holding like if he had a towel around his neck, he's like just taking it all in.
It looks like we have a veteran here too, so thank you for your service.
There's tons of people with their arms crossed just looking at me in the I'm ready to beat you up pose.
Honestly,
like,
the hard way
here.
The hard way to get our jobs is to do 2 minutes of good sports talk. The easy way is if all of y'all just kick our ass and just
why
take
are you
it.
Giving them ideas?
Good point.
Well,
don't do that.
Jake. Jake, in all seriousness, thank you for your support.
Yes, man. Jake, you are the man. Southside Plumbing and Heating.
Southside Jake right there.
Keep flossing, bud.
All right, here's what we're doing. You know by now, we want to hear from you. We got over $54,000 in. I'm getting other numbers. I'm getting other figures and facts that are being sent my way.
I heard we passed Roger Maris, perhaps.
I've heard same thing. Here's what's happening. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. So next up on the fan is going to happen off the air here at the Volunteer Fire Department. We're going to have some people trying out, giving 2 minutes of their best take. Who's after us from 7 to 8?
It's hard to say, but do you have advice for these guys?
Mackey's lingering around here. He must be involved.
Hathorn
and Mackey. Wow. You want to talk about two hardened newsmen. They make Cronkite, Woodward and Bernstein look like chumps.
They know how
right
to use
here.
A pen in ways you wouldn't understand.
That's weird. The average cost of gear for a firefighter is $15,000. Not only do volunteer firefighters have to answer the call for an emergency, they need to raise funds for their protective gear. Please, folks, consider making a donation of any size to help these volunteers who serve our communities. Online at 937thefan.com. Stop out to see us here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, or just text FIRE to 412-207-3456 on the Don's Appliance text to donate line. One other thing I want to tell you about. We just passed the 50-minute mark on the Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Fan weather, which is looking dicey at best here right now, could start to rain. It's going to be a low in the high 60s tonight. It's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. Yes, Crowley.
If I may, just before I sign off for the evening, because I'm not going to be on again until tomorrow morning, again, every little bit helps. And I went upstairs. I put on all the fire equipment, which is 65 pounds, which is about half of what I weigh, for goodness sakes. And I tried the mace, and I could not complete it, which is not shocking to anybody.
No.
But there's no fire, right? There's no real danger. There's no darkness. All it is me trying to complete a physical challenge. Again, should be no surprise that I failed. Incredibly difficult, and all the guys here do that, and they do it risking their lives. So any little bit helps. You know where to donate. Go to 937thefan.com. Come on by and see us. We're going to be here until 10:30 tomorrow morning. But I just wanted to get that in because it was incredibly difficult, and there was actually nothing that could hurt me there.
Mackie and Hathorn are next. I'll talk to you again at 10 o'clock at night.
With me.
Oh, crap.
Yay!
It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.